Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The Americas dominated by one election pending. The Argentina election. Argentina is badly damaged by decades of political maneuvering. The economy is in disrepair to the point that it owes more money to the IMF than any other nation, considering other nations do not have the resources, the educated population, the position in the world that Argentina enjoys. It is exhausting to come up with reasons how they got into this fix. The Goldman Sachs analysis says that by the end of this year, no matter who wins the election on Sunday or the next Sunday or the runoff, no matter, at the end of the year, Argentina will have 210% inflation. That isn't just crippling. That means the money's no good. We're looking at a crisis for a very well-educated middle class that is in despair. The candidates, I welcome Professor Evan Ellis to comment on the candidates one at a time. Ms. Bullrich is 67 years old and associated with prosperity and the economy and considered right of center, emphasis on her security portfolio in previous governments. There is crime in Argentina that is threatening. Sergio Massa, the present finance minister in the present government, Mr. Fernandez, associated with also with prosperity, with economic values, but he is supervising an economy that is in collapse and gets worse as the debt opportunities slide away, anticipating the election on Sunday, this Sunday. And then the unknown of a man named Javier Milei, who is a libertarian, a former president, a professor, much on television, who has unusual ideas and is a master of social media. But, Professor, I don't want to characterize anyone any more than the generalities. Let's begin with Ms. Bullrich. What does she represent to the Argentina people? The polling says she's third of the three. That doesn't mean anything when they actually get to the polls. What is her vision for Argentina?
No, that's right, John. And understanding that this Sunday's election will really be probably the round one of what will be a two round election. And so really the two of the three that make it will define the color of the runoff election, which will follow. Right now, Patricia Bullrich is running third. But in many ways, again, she comes from a patrician family, relatively well to do. She, under the previous center-right government of Mauricio Macri, was the national security minister from 2015 to 2019. By all accounts, she did a pretty credible job in that role. So some of her emphasis right now has been a focus on law and order, because in addition to the problems with inflation and other things, Argentina has also some challenges with respect to public security and being a drug transit country for some of the drugs coming from Peru and Bolivia going into the local market, but also going on to Europe. In addition to that, she is really seen in many ways as being very solid. Her economic policy, she focuses on trying to eliminate what has been a very controversial, although very a tax which has been fundamental to Argentine government income. That is, with all of Argentina's agricultural exports, they basically tax those agricultural exports, which really undercuts competitiveness vis-a-vis other countries like Brazil in that critical activity at a time when agricultural exports are really a driver of income. So she's talked about limiting those taxes, but at the same time, trying to be responsible with respect to fiscal policy, not taking on new debt as her predecessor Mauricio Macri did. So essentially, the good and the bad, she is seen as experienced, solid, educated, responsible, and unfortunately, in a country where the voters are traumatized by these conditions, as you alluded to, once again going to hyperinflation, a country that could be forced to default on its debt or at least have to renegotiate it next year, a country where there's a lot of pain and frustration with the political establishment. Unfortunately, her solidness and experience has not excited voters as much as the other two for different reasons.
The finance minister, the economics minister, Mr. Massa, inherited the troubles of many decades. So the 210% inflation that is predicted is not on him. And then again, it is because he represents the Peronistas, the establishment, where I'm told in a new article in the Financial Times to understand how they got into this fix. Half of the workers in Argentina are either working off the books or for the state. That is a burden that no country could sustain. Mr. Massa has to answer that. What is his vision? How will he adapt to a country that owes all that money to the IMF and has a workforce that is swollen with what you'd have to say job padding?
It is ironic, John, that Massa is the one who is representing the governing Peronistas. He, in many ways, is the least Peronista of the Peronistas, but although he's clearly a part of that grouping. And so, as the economics minister, he's always been regarded as a bit of a centrist, as a bit of a deal maker. Clearly, as the economics minister, he has to be held partly responsible for the economic disaster, which is unfolding, the hyperinflation that we've talked about. And yet, at the same time, if you compare his orientation, he was the one that played a key role, for example, in renegotiating the IMF deal to get accelerated disbursements from the IMF with the good eyes of Washington, something that at least this year really saved Argentina from default at a time when others in the more radical part of Peronism, like former President Cristina, was talking about not negotiating with the IMF. So what it appears is that you would see essentially theoretically responsible leftism. He's talked a bit about again trying to balance the books, trying to resolve, bring down inflation. It's not clear exactly what his policy would be to navigate this. He certainly has the experience. On the other hand, and he would benefit from the Peronist machine, which immobilizing voters at the political level. But on the other hand, once in power, he would be essentially trapped by his party supporters that go much farther to the left than he does in terms of how he would move forward. So I think we might see a less ideological, more economically responsible version of what we see now. Probably continuing to deal with the Chinese, who are one of Argentina's fundamental partners, especially in advancing sectors like lithium and agricultural exports. But maybe with something a little bit more responsible in the foreign policy realm, a little bit less of an embrace of Russia, a little bit perhaps more friendly or balanced towards the United States.
And the third candidate is the strangest to summarize. It's a challenge, but I'll try. Javier Milei, a professor, a TV personality, a rock and roller, a man who wears an unusual haircut for the 21st century. It reminds me very much of when I first saw the Beatles. At the same time, he has what are understood as dramatic ideas. Some say radical, but that's too much presumption, a dollarization of the economy and overturning all the established employment benefits for either those without work or those working in padded government jobs, and pressing ahead with Argentina repaying its debt, but at the same time moving to an economy that resembles libertarian economy without a heavy central government, reducing the cost of government or the civil service by 15%, I can't be sure which one. In other words, a much smaller government in the future. However, I understand he also is running at the head of a party that will have very little voice in the legislature. So all these plans would require the cooperation of the Congress. Who is Millay? What do we know about him that would, because he right now is a very strong prospect to be the next president of Argentina.
Well, exactly. And as we've already talked about on the show, John, in various different weeks, in addition to just the level of frustration of the Argentine voters, it's also important to recognize that in Argentina, you can vote when you are 16. And so, there's a great deal of appeal, especially to the young who are captured by his ideas and not thinking much about his ability to implement his policies. But ideologically, clearly, Milei is a libertarian. And so his central theme, both socially and economically, is less government. And so, cut back on the cash transfers to the provinces, cut back on the social programs, try to privatize a range of different things, including even the healthcare programs, et cetera, et cetera. Although on social policy, that same decreased government leads him into areas that complicate traditionally conservative Catholic Argentine society, some of his views on abortion, but also some of his views on liberalizing gun ownership. What's also clear at a personal level is that he has never managed anything before. He's been a bit of almost like a shock radio host. I think of him as kind of the Howard Stern of Argentina, if you will. He certainly has a clear message. But the concern is that in terms of who would be his advisors, right now there are not a whole lot of people who have a whole lot of experience who are close to him. He's not going to have much political support unless he does alliances with either the Peronists or others. And so the real issue is that whether his coming into office would create a political crisis, would create polarization, would undermine confidence in Argentina in financial markets at a time where there are practical things like renegotiating the IMF loans. And so that's one of the reasons why, in anticipation of his possible victory, you've seen markets go way down, even though his ideas are interesting from a private sector standpoint. But what's clear is that to the degree that which he has this appeal, it's highly likely that he will emerge as one of the candidates. And so really the question is, the most likely outcome, according to polls right now, is it's going to be Milei and Massa that come out on top on Sunday, which mean that voters are going to have a really complicated choice between an unknown leap into a smaller government future versus a past, that is going to, taint the Peronists, or a perhaps a more viable election between Milei and Bullrich. But in any of those cases, it's ironic that probably for the first time in a century, Argentina is facing three candidates, all of which who are basically professing relatively pro-market ideas in a region that is dramatically turning to the left. And so there's a danger, but there's also an opportunity for the region in moving back towards, at least one of the continent's biggest players, a more pro-market, pro-democratic government. And so, what's going to happen in the coming weeks for the future of not only Argentina, but the region will be very important here.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, apprising us of the three candidates for the Argentina presidency. This is a deeply troubled people, very well educated, very integrated into European culture the last several hundred years or more, and yet an economy that is broken, severely broken for the least among them. This is the New World Report. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.